Governor Inslee has signed legislation that overhauls the way medical marijuana patients will get their prescription in the state. Republican State Senator Ann Rivers was one author of the bill. She says currently they have no idea how many medical marijuana patients there are in Washington. Estimates range from 100,000 to 400,000. For starters, patients will need to get new authorization from the state to use pot for medical purposes.
Because the registry is also about our bad authorizers. We had authorizations given to fairly young kids by doctors of philosophy and doctors of theology and doctors of the metaphysical world. And the reality is that those people are not healthcare providers.
Rivers says once a patient has a new authorization, they'll have the option of joining a medical registry. If they opt to do so, they will get a price break on marijuana by not having to pay taxes on it and also be able to grow up to 15 plants at home. If a patient does not opt to join the registry, they'll be limited to 4 plants. Rivers says that registry will also let the state determine how many medical pot retailers will be needed and in what location. For those who want to sell medical marijuana, the law is different as well. Rivers says there are currently many fly-by-night medical stores that never have paid any state taxes. She says a new licensing process will weed out those types of operators, many of which came into being after the passage of Initiative 502 that legalized recreational marijuana.
If I was a medical marijuana shop owner prior to 502 passing and I had a business license and I was paying my taxes, that is, I was trying to be a good actor, then when I go to apply with the Liquor Control Board for the medical store, all of those things would be weighted in my favor to allow me to get a license.
Rivers says they will also allow recreational stores to become medical marijuana outlets by getting a medical endorsement from the Department of Health. The bill also expands the number of strains of cannabis that authorized growers can produce to include more medically oriented pot, which contains the chemical CBD rather than THC, to ensure that there's an adequate supply of the types that can help medical marijuana patients. The new rules will go into effect officially in July of 2016. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.